I have a quick question for you. Is luck playing a significant role in your restaurant's success?
Welcome to the Restaurant Boss Podcast, where you can make more money, have more freedom, and actually start to enjoy owning your restaurant. If you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and just sick of the struggle, you've come to the right place. So here is your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Bronfen.
Hey everybody, my name is Ryan Gronfen. I'm an author, speaker, chef, restaurateur, and I'm the founder of therestaurantboss.com as well as restaurantprofitandperformance.com. And if luck is playing a significant role in your restaurant's success or struggle or failure, I'm here to tell you today that you have more control over just about everything in your restaurant than you believe you do. Certain things you know you have control over, but certain things you question whether you truly have control over them or not. Right? Like, for example, if I ask most restaurant owners, can you control the amount of customers who come in the front door? A lot of restaurant owners might say, well, kind of, but not really. And I'll challenge that. If you ask some executives at some of the most successful restaurants in the world, if they can control the amount of customers who come in through the front door, they're going to say, we have a lot of control over that. Now, how we get there is a big leap, and I don't have time in this video to explain it all to you. But what I want to share with you is one concept that I pulled from a book called The Four Disciplines. The Four Disciplines is one of those really thick, really great books, but really long and detailed read. I highly suggest it, but it's not, you know, summertime sitting by the beach reading. This is like reading. But anyways, it's a phenomenal, phenomenal book. And this one concept that comes out of the book is the difference between a leading indicator and a lagging indicator. And what the authors of the book generally say that if luck is playing a large part in your business, it's because you're spending too much time measuring lagging indicators and not enough time measuring leading indicators. So let's just quickly talk about the difference between the two. A lagging indicator is something that's already happened, that's uninfluenceable. I mean, it's influenceable, but not as much, right? So like a profit on something is a lagging indicator. Like, how much revenue did we do today is kind of a lagging indicator. The leading indicator would be the efforts that we put into the marketing. Because the lagging indicator, it's already happened. The day's over, the customers have come through the door. There's nothing we really could have done in this moment. Now, I know with social media, we can get on Twitter and we can run out specials and we can do things like that. But even that is a leading indicator, not a lagging indicator. The lagging indicator was the profits. And so many of us are measuring profits. We're rewarding our staff on profits. We're giving manager bonuses on profits or revenue, or the point is on dollars that have already happened. Why not reward them on things that they have more control over? The leading indicators. The best example I can give you is when a restaurant comes to me and says, you know, or we've determined that one of the best ways they can increase profits is going to be through upselling, right? Through getting every single customer through your door to spend a little bit more money. Well, a lot of times then restaurant owners will put together these programs and they'll put up on the board how many upsells we need today. And if you guys do this many upsells, we're going to reward you with a pizza party or something like that. But the problem is your staff gets discouraged quickly because they aren't in 100% control over the success or failure of the upsell, right? It might be a bad offer that you've put out. It might not be something people want. But what your staff can control is, did they deliver the script? The script would be the leading indicator in this situation. So why not put together a program and reward your staff and measure it on a scoreboard? But like I say, reward them for just delivering the script, not the conversion. If the conversion is not happening at the rate that you want, meaning per like 10 scripts, how many conversions are you getting? Well, then there's either a problem with the script, or there's a way that you train them, or there's a way that they're converting, I mean, that they're delivering it, or there's a problem with the offer. But it's not necessarily your employee's fault. They delivered the script that you gave them. They did a good job doing that. Reward them and measure that. That's a leading indicator. The conversion or the dollar value is the lagging indicator. And if you feel like you're out of control in certain areas of your restaurant, or if you get stressed out because you hope that something's going to work out, or you hope that it's going to be better, right? Hope is a strategy, just not a very good one. Chances are you're spending too much time measuring the lagging indicators and not enough time measuring the leading indicators. If you're confused about this, or if you have any questions, or if you want to put something in the comments below and say, is this a lagging or a leading indicator? And if it's a lagging, how do I measure the leading? go ahead and comment below this video, and I'll be sure to get back to you as soon as I can and help you out with that particular situation. Have a wonderful day. Thanks for joining me in this video, and I look forward to seeing you next week with another great restaurant training video.
Hey, did you notice something in today's episode?
Yep. No ads, no sponsors, just great training to help you make more money, have more freedom, and avoid the stress, struggle, and overwhelm many restaurant owners feel every day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts that have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you. I can only do this because you share my podcast with other folks who end up looking me up online, registering for my courses, and getting amazing results in their restaurants. It's because of you that I can self-fund this effort, and you know how hard it is to do all this. That's why I appreciate you so much. So if you like this podcast, ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor. Tell a friend in the restaurant business about this podcast and my website, therestaurantboss.com. It would sure help, and I would appreciate it. I'm sure our community would too. Plus, if you could leave me a review on iTunes or post a comment about this episode on my website, that would be huge as well. Until next time, remember, your success in the restaurant business is about your ability to create, manage, and master systems while developing your employees. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Restaurant Boss Podcast with your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gronfen. For more great content, free stuff to help you make more money and enjoy more freedom, visit therestaurantboss.com and click on podcast. Be sure to register on our email list so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next time.